Who you got on the phone?
It's good to be here. Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
Hey. Hootie who?
How are you, James?
I've never been on this radio station.
What? That's an atrocity.
Wow.
Welcome to it.
Have you been ever been on this radio station, Kevin? I know you have.
But... No. No, I haven't.
No, this is your first time.
Yeah, first day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you used to crank call Mark and Brian all the time.
No. Oh, okay. No, we didn't.
We crank called Karl Malone and Vic the Brick. That's what we used to crank call.
And Rick French East. President, yeah.
And Rick East, right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
No, it's a radio. It's a radio station. You
know, there's these weird old things that are still around radio. And
and the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far. Yeah. I mean, it's only been 2.5 hours, but so far, yes. I
haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first-time caller, first-time listener?
No,
they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean, Kevin, I have many stories about you, but I have a story about Slugger.
Oh, excellent.
No.
Excellent.
Jimmy Kimmel, give me... No, please.
Excellent.
All right, let's hear it.
So when the first... week I was on the air at K-Rock. Wow. I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
Good
we
job,
didn't,
guys.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
Welcome.
That's true.
And, which was a terrifying thing to hear. And
yeah.
So I knew I had to win them over as quickly as I possibly could. But I was on the air not so long after that. They let me go on the air. And I got a note in my locker one morning from none other than Doug the Slug, who wrote me a very, very nice note saying, hey, I heard you on the air, and you're really funny, and you sound great, and welcome to the radio station.
Oh, wow.
What happened to you,
yeah,
Sluggo?
No, that was early on in my life. I'm like, wow.
Wow, when did you change so much?
And right, I never forgot it. And I have to say, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I don't know Doug that well because we had, obviously, we were on early in the morning, and he was on late at night, but I always appreciated that, and I will never forget it.
Well, dude, I remember you with the Party Patrol at KZZP back in Phoenix back in the day, and you were just always so entertaining and just so nice, and it was so fun to hang out with you, and so I guess...
Well, I didn't even know you had even remembered me because I was just kind of standing in the corner watching everyone else pick up girls.
You were a wallflower.
That's what I appreciated. Anybody that wanted to hang out at a radio station. I understand that.
I do love radio stations, and I'll tell you, I was in, we took a road trip over the summer, and we stopped at that McDonald's in Barstow, you know that McDonald's
yes.
on the way to Vegas?
Of course.
And I, for whatever, I was going to the restroom upstairs, I went upstairs, and they have this really... Like, this radio station looks like a time capsule from 1981. It looks like it has equipment that was old in 1981. And I was longing to get in there. You know, it's a pre-recorded station, so nobody was in there. But I really felt that weird feeling I would feel when I was a teenager, and I just wanted to be in the radio station.
Did you think of breaking in?
I did think of breaking in, and then also I thought, like, well, maybe if I, like, tweet something, they'll know I'm standing out here. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? Everyone's waiting for me in the bus. Go downstairs. Your children don't care. So are you excited to be back on the air, Kevin?
I am, actually. I am, yeah.
And you're doing this for alimony, right? Is it that... That's what I was told.
That is not true.
That's not true?
No. But I appreciate you bringing it up.
Well, when I offered to call in, you didn't think it was going to work out well for you.
I didn't. No. No, that's true. But I appreciate it, Jimmy. I appreciate it very much.
It's weird hearing you guys say Sammy Hagar.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened a lot of K-Rock.
Every once in a while if we were really drunk, but generally.
It's a weird first day, Jim. I got to be honest.
Yeah, the first day is always weird. And it's funny. You know what's weirder, though, than the first day to me? It's the following Wednesday next week.
Okay.
When everybody, all the excitement is kind of gone, and you're like, okay, well, this is where I work now.
I'm still doing
this. This is it.
Well, should I quit then?
Yeah, right? That's about
Yeah,
time.
You know, I don't know. Play it by ear. But okay. It's funny because there's a lot of hype going in, and then it keeps going,
you
know?
That's true, yeah. And the hype dies quickly.
Yeah.
How are things, like, how is it at the station? Like, do they have snacks for you guys?
I didn't get any snacks. They have snacks, Lego?
No, there's no snacks.
That is the biggest difference between radio and television, is at TV shows, there are snacks. And that word for me was like, that was the real selling point. When I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know what to make of it, because I do remember, like, we didn't even have coffee at K-Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember Elvis Costello was on, and I said, can I get you anything? Which was always a scary thing to say to the guests, because sometimes they'd say yes.
Yeah, we had nothing.
Had nothing
right.
to give. But he said, I'd love some tea, and I thought that seemed like a reasonable request. So I ran down the hall, and I got some, you know, we didn't even have like a hot pitcher of water. So I got some water and I put it in the cup and I put it in the microwave and I microwaved it for like 2 minutes and then I put in a Lipton bag and I ran it down the hall to Elvis Costello and he tasted it and he said, this is the best tea I've had.
Wow, what?
Since I was in England, he said, what kind of tea is this? And I said, Lipton.
But it was made with so much love.
It really was.
You could taste the love.
Lipton tea. Yeah.
That's funny.
How's the show been going so far? I just finished doing my show, so I haven't.
So far, so good. I mean, I haven't made any mistakes.
Yeah, you know, people are wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin is going to happen, and fortunately, no one, he hasn't paid off yet, so.
I've been great. I have to be honest. I've been great. What?
Has the Armenian comedian appeared yet?
He has not.
Oh. How about Tad?
Wait, hold on. I texted Lightning last night,
and
I said, hey, if we want to put the Armenian comedian on, how would I do that? And so he called, he checked all of the numbers that he had for Sam, and they were all disconnected.
I find that very hard.
Listen, I'm just telling you what, and Sam had called him 2 days ago. So he had no idea what was going on.
Really, in that situation, it could easily be Lightning. That's the problem.
Oh, very.
I mean, there's definitely a chance that it wasn't Sam's fault.
Yeah, but there were multiple numbers, he said. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that may have been God saying no. Don't put him on.
God doesn't say no to the Armenian comedian. God says yes.
I bet he's turning up sometime soon. That's my guess.
I would guess so. I don't know why I enjoy putting him on so much when people hate it. It really makes me happy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do wonder if you will have the same enthusiasm if Sluggo likes the Armenian comedian.
I won't.
Hey, this guy's funny. Let's get him on.
I probably won't care as much. You're right, because everyone else voted against him and hated him. That's right.
No, that's not actually true. You know, you did that poll on Twitter, and you asked, should he be on 1 hour or 2 hours or every hour?
All hours.
And 92% or something
but
said
that's,
every hour.
That's
voted on that poll, by the way. I voted 3 hours.
Well, I can't get a hold of him, but I'll work on it. I'm sorry to let you down, Jimmy.
I will get him for you. Don't worry. You know what would be a fun thing to do with the Armenian comedian? I'm serious about
this. This is Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
We should buy him a one-way ticket to Bean's house in London.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
That's the best idea ever.
Yes.
We'll give him Bean's address, and he just shows up there.
There you go.
And Bean will not be happy.
Bean loves it when people show up at his house all of a sudden.
He likes surprise visits.
Yeah.
Even if you're invited, Bean doesn't want you showing up at his house.
That's true. Actually, I went to see him up in his place in Seattle.
You did?
Yeah, and he showed me the whole house, and it was amazing. And like about 2 weeks later, I was talking to him again, and he goes, dude, you should come up and see the house someday. Totally didn't remember that I made such a great impression. We had such a fun time together.
Well, he's got so many people in and out of that.
Exactly.
Like, you think Hefner remembers who Miss February 1981 was?
Well, I did look like some of his Playboy ones.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
all right. I love that idea. Let's buy him a one-way ticket.
Yes. Yeah. And then he has to figure out his way home.
Yes.
It's quite an adventure. I would imagine that Bean would open the door, unless he has a peephole, in which case he wouldn't even open the door. He'd open the door, he'd take a look at him, and then he'd close the door immediately.
100%. Remember when Matt Money Smith went up to his house?
Yeah.
Matt Money Smith, we gave him the address. He went up to the house. He knocked on the door. Bean's wife, Donna, answered. She was happy to see him. Bean was sitting on the couch, and he said, "What the F are you doing here?"
He loves
Matt.
Yeah, I would argue, I would say Matt was probably his favorite coworker of all of us.
Agreed.
And that was the response. That was the welcome. Yeah.
Yes. So I like the idea,
Jimmy. I kind of understand that. I'm very social myself.
Sluggo's very antisocial.
Yeah, I'm the new, I can fill in that way.
Yeah, you're sitting here, you're having a conversation, you seem to be enjoying yourself, right?
But it's all filthy lies.
I see.
Thank you for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, you rule.
That means I'm out?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, is it over? It's over.
It's over.
What, you got Red Rocker to give away?
We have this exciting commercial message. Enjoy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
It's the Pretty Reckless.
I like that.
Is that your introduction to Taylor?
She's a very nice lady.
Yes. Yes, she is.
And it's a sort of thing that you will hear Matt Pinfield play Sunday night at 8 o'clock on his new and improved show. I guess he's going to be talking to Angus Young from AC/DC this Sunday.
Oh, no kidding.
That is insane.
He doesn't do interviews.
No, Angus, why would AC/DC bother doing interviews, right?
Wow.
But I guess they like Matt, so that's going to happen on Sunday night. You can hear that. 8 o'clock on this KLOS deal. So, Kevin, welcome to KLOS.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I mean, you had COVID.
I had COVID twice. Yeah, that happened. Two times.
I think we need to talk about that and what that was like.
Okay, and my fever dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
And my bleeding.
Wow. What? So you really were. So your doctor was really telling the truth.
Yep.
He smelled a little like Ralph to me. I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. This is Kevin Ryder. It's my first day with Sluggo. Okay. We're doing the show together. And I just want to point out, thank you to all my friends who are texting me wrong information, hoping that I'll say it. Hey, have a great day on 99.5.
Oh,
just close enough.
Oh, come on.
That maybe I'll mess up.
I think it's for wagering purposes. They're hoping you're going to.
Probably, but doesn't that seem like that's
cheating?
Cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating. Great. That's my favorite thing.
That's cheating. I think Bob Saget is on the phone. Is it?
It's an expensive sound.
I'm right here.
Hey, Bob.
I am right here. Hello, my friends. Kevin, I'm so happy that you're on 98.6.
Come on, Bob.
I just took my temperature rectally, and that's what it says. So I assume that's what you do it. Sluggo, how are you, my friend? It's
wonderful.
Been long.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's... Smart move. I'm so glad that you're there and Bean's back, and it's just good.
No, it's just me and Sluggo.
No, what?
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's it.
Every day now. Every day. So what time do you guys start every day?
3 o'clock, 3 to 7.
So now you can be on my hours, comics hours. You don't have to get up at 5 in the morning, get the newspaper, step on a sprinkler, break your foot open.
Correct. I woke up this morning and I took a shower and I was ready to go. And I still had like 4 hours before I had to leave. I didn't even know what to do with myself.
That's a good time to read Cliff Notes.
Okay.
Of famous books, and then call an old teacher.
And then act like I read the book. I like it.
I don't know. I had a premise, and I shouldn't have pitched it on the air.
That's what I like about you. Go ahead.
No, exactly. There's no beginning, middle, or end.
Right.
It was Rodney Dangerfield who used to say, "I've got no beginning, I got no end, and I'm weak in the middle." But I'm thrilled. I'm so happy you're there.
Thank you.
We really need you, and Klaus is lucky to have
K-L-O-S,
you.
KLOS, yeah.
It's
KLOS.
Not Klaus?
No.
And Croc is a croc of... So they're gone.
You're right.
So then, and I'm just thrilled. When I found out that you were doing this, I saw it on Twitter. I had to take care of myself. I got so excited.
Oh, all right.
Bob, do you have any video of that? Bob, pray tell, please.
Well, it was actually shot at the parking garage on the guy on the floor below me.
So, oh, that's sad.
So, yeah, it's on TikTok. So I'm pretty happy with it. I don't know what song was playing. Let's see. I'm only happy when it rains, I think he was playing.
Sure.
Or... No, but anyway, Live and Let Die, that's a nice song to play during a quarantine. Thank you. Good song during a pandemic. That makes me feel secure.
I mean, I don't think we were thinking about the pandemic when we played the song.
No.
They were separate.
No, and, Yeah.
They were separate.
But I'm glad you're well. I'm really happy you're well.
You know, I got it twice.
I got COVID twice.
Two times.
That sucked.
He's that guy that goes back for second cupcakes in grade school.
I do not recommend it. It's not cool.
No, don't do it.
Not cool.
Ever had herpes?
No.
Liar.
Good. It's a great question, though.
I can't wait to see you then. No, I mean, you know, what about, people don't even think about this. What if someone's drowning and you and a guy like from Baywatch gives you mouth to mouth? Usually those guys are carriers because they're all lifeguards. So
right.
They're not helping. They might save your life, but you're going to have sores on your mouth. I don't think it's worth it. I mean, what's this?
You wouldn't rather live that way than die?
Not with a whole mouth full of mushrooms. Okay.
This boom. Is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
Salsa. 68255 Salsa. 68255 Salsa. 68255. Oh, sorry.
Why are you yelling?
I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Don't forget Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. Between now and 4 o'clock is worth $1,000.
$1,000.
We have a special guest on the phone. No way, man. No way.
It's happening.
No. Yes way.
No.
Yes way.
We're in charge here.
How are you doing that? How are you making that happen?
God bless you, Sluggo, for doing that. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, turn that off right now.
I love that.
Nope.
Hey,
hey, Bean.
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that work?
Cares.
Can I win $1,000?
Yes.
No, how does it work?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
It's pretty tough. It's just literally a fraction of a second.
Can you play? No. Wait, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. No, you have to be caller 13. So.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anyone ever win? Have you actually given away $1,000 to somebody in the game?
It's actually $500, and we've given away $2,000, I think, on Friday.
Yeah, it rolls over every time someone gets it wrong. So, yeah, the next time.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is big time radio. Let me say, Kevin and I are used to very janky prizes. The fact that you're actually like handing out hundies is pretty impressive. I got
to
be honest.
I was trying to explain to Doug when we were asking people to send us their T-shirts so that we could then give them away.
Yeah,
that was quite a deal. So Bean.
Yes, and remember Kevin back in the day where we could afford one billboard because we raised the money, our listeners raised the money for us to put up one billboard. And then rather than have billboards all over Southern California and then people could drive by and see us, we just had to give them the address of where our one was and they had to drive to it if they wanted to see
it. It was like in an alley off to the side somewhere.
It wasn't in a great location. No, really ever.
No, it was no. And Kevin, do you remember, honestly, the first picture that we got, you could only see about half of the billboard because there was an enormous tree in front of it.
It was like 75% tree, 25% billboard.
Trip Reed picked that one out personally for you guys.
How you been, man?
Well, let me say, I'm doing great. Okay, I'm doing fantastic. I just had to pause. My wife and I are watching the third Bring It On movie.
Not No Man Land?
Wait, hold on. Is this where the person comes in second place and says, second place, hell yeah.
The same series, but this is a different installment of the movie. This is the third one. So I had to pause that to jump on and talk to you guys.
Okay.
No, I'm doing great, and this is a thrill to talk
to
both of you guys.
It's so weird to hear you two together again. This is the first time since November 2019. Is that right, that you've been on the radio together?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we did an interview within a couple of weeks with Jim Rome, I think. That was probably officially the last time. But, yeah, I mean, I've missed you guys. And Sluggo, I mean, you know, I go back just as far with you as I do with Kevin. So it's a thrill for, you know, all three of us. This feels like a mini reunion of our station in Arizona. But I just want to say, because I don't know how long you guys are going to have me on.
Another 10, 15
radio
seconds.
As a radio geek, and Kevin, as long as you've known me, you know that radio is my thing, and it has been since I was a little kid. It's all I ever cared about, all I wanted to do. It's why I can't get laid, okay? Because all I care about is radio.
Is that
right?
What's going on?
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah, me too.
I can vouch for that. What?
Being on KLOS is such a thrill for me. Like, this is a gold star in my diary right now because is one of the legendary radio stations in America. I mean, it has been rocking for more than 50 years, and just to be on the airwaves following people like Jim Ladd and Bob Coburn and Gino Michelini and all these classic names that Southern Californians know. Yeah. I mean, it's just really cool.
But doesn't it get taken down a notch because I'm here?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't their finest hour, if that's what you're asking. No. When the history of KLOS is written, you will not be in the first 10 pages. But what I'm saying is, I can tell from hearing you, Kevin, that there's some, forget putting some zap in your step, but right. there's a thrill in being at a radio station that has that intangible vibe that we used to love so much at K-Rock back in the old days. And there have been other stations, KMET, other stations, you know, in the market that have had that. But there are some stations you can just tell when you walk in the front door, when you walk down the hall, when you put your butt into the air chair, that it's happening and it's fun and people are glad to be there and you can feel that connection with the audience. And I don't think I'm making any of this up.
No, that's
a fact. It
really
does come through on the radio.
Yeah, it is a fact.
And Sluggo, you've been around a long time. I'm sure you were delighted to realize that when you got over to KLOS that was the vibe, right?
Oh, 100%. That it is what it seemed like, and the listeners are as dialed in and as excited about KLOS as it seemed to be.
Sluggo's the one that got me interested in doing this. Yeah. He was texting me like crazy. I had to block him at one point. He's like, hey, we're having fun. This is a situation where the program director doesn't listen or doesn't care, so it seems like we can do anything we want.
You can actually throw things on and have fun, like you know, the early days of KROQ.
Exactly.
200 years ago.
Yeah. Now, how are you? And forgive me, Kevin, you know my default position is I feel like I have to interview everybody that I'm talking to. I just have to. How are you dealing with the fact that you hate classic rock music? What are you doing about that?
I don't hate as much classic rock music as you would think, A. And B, KLOS is not super old.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, we play the new Foo Fighters, for God's sakes.
Yeah, just a second ago, the brand new one from the radio. Yeah.
So it's really
and I know that you guys have championed tons of new music. I mean, more than any other station in the market, perhaps. You guys are certainly for rock music. You guys, no, I'm serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. New music as well.
Right,
we have. You guys, yes, I mean, not you guys, many people you, know.
Yeah,
yeah, but I just remember, you know, for so long, Sluggo, if a song gets to be over about 6 months old, Kevin is done with it. He is on to the next thing.
Like, yeah,
that's too old for him.
I just can't. If that's what you're saying,
I can't imagine you putting on the headphones and going, yeah, man, give me some Hendrix, you know?
It happens.
Well.
All right, now, Bean, I do want to talk to you about the time change, because this for a long time has been a burr in your ass. Is that where a burr goes?
Yes, that's exactly where it goes.
Okay.
Saddle. It goes in your saddle.
Oh, saddle.
It does technically rub up against your ass.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Times tweeted, daylight savings begins this weekend.
L.A. Times, daylight savings.
And Bean quote tweets and says, your intern who tweets is making you look terrible by misspelling saving.
When was the first time that bothered you? And I mean, did you know as an infant that it was daylight saving, or did you learn later? And when did you finally go on the warpath about this?
I mean, I don't remember. Kevin, you may remember when I started going on the warpath, but it's been decades, I'll tell you that.
Long time.
I mean, look. All of us have a thing that bugs us, and for whatever reason, this is the thing. Because it's not an opinion that it's daylight saving time. That's actually the name of it.
Right.
I mean, I don't have to school you guys about the Uniform Time Code of 1966.
Oh no, that's one of my favorites.
But I mean, of course we don't.
Yeah.
It's actually called daylight saving time. I mean, it actually has a name, and it's just as easy, as I've explained so many times before. It's just as easy to say it right. But I will tell you, two things have happened, Kevin, since you and I worked together.
Okay.
Number one is I moved to a country where, while we do still have a time change very similar to North America, we don't call it daylight saving time.
No.
Okay. So I go from Greenwich Mean Time to British Summertime.
British Summertime.
A lot of a hassle. Wow.
British it, right? Summertime. It's chilly. It's foggy.
Really a lot of drama in my life to not have to worry about it.
Right. But hold on. You're on Twitter a lot. Yeah. And you read.
Yes.
You know.
You see
US
them damn
stuff,
stupid Americans still
lot.
Over there
it
in the collar.
It has to still drive you crazy.
It does, but I will tell you this, and you may look at this and you may go, wow, my friend is growing up. Dean is actually a little more mature than I once knew.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying I'm giving up, But what I am saying is we now live in a world where there's no such thing as right and wrong English. I mean, I don't know if you follow the new dictionary words, but irregardless,
yeah,
the dictionary,
yes,
now.
And supposedly.
Supposedly is, yeah, as well.
Supposedly. Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Being somebody tweeted me and said, are you the one writing for the dictionary.com?
So, I mean, I guess we're in a world now where literally, and I'm using that word correctly, any word goes. There's no such thing as an incorrect word. I mean, last week, Sluggo, you probably saw this. They put in some words from The Simpsons, right? Embiggen is in the dictionary now from a dumb Simpsons episode. So maybe it's the COVID. Maybe it's just we live in a world now with a pandemic where people think, well, I guess we just can't get worked up about the little things anymore. But it does bother me less than it used to.
Wow. So you're throwing in the towel as well. Everybody's throwing in the towel on the right things.
My little friend is growing up.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, look, I would still prefer that people say it correctly, but I'm no longer going to track you down on the internet, find out where you live, and go burn your house down. Past that. I'm not burning anyone's house down anymore because I've done that too often.
If you ever need an arsonist, though, you know who to get a hold of. Just let me know, and I'm happy to help you.
I got you.
Hey, what's going on? Forgive me for not knowing as much about the station. What's going on in the mornings over there? Is it still Jamie and Frosty and Woody or whatever that show's called?
It's Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, the Heidi and Frank show. I love that show.
Heidi and Frank. I know those guys.
Dean, I cannot tell you how great it is not to have to get. Yeah, you know how great it is to not have to get up.
Yeah, what's that like for you? It's been an interesting experience for him to wake up still at 4 a.m. but not have to be here until, you know, almost 4 p.m. How's it been for you not having to be up at the damn crack before the crack of dawn?
Well, I was lucky because the last few years that we did the show together on K-Rock, I lived in New Orleans, which is in the Central Time Zone. So I was used to going on the air at 7:30 a.m., around 6:30 a.m.
What about daylight savings? Did that change?
Here we go. Here we go now. So I'm pretty much on the same schedule now. My normal body clock is around 6:30 a.m. So I'm doing great. And I love being back home here in England. I mean, a lot of people were really surprised when I decided to leave America.
Yeah, just
rare that somebody switches countries.
Worst possible timing, though. You know, I remember that first picture you tweeted of you on the tube with a ton of other British folk. And then like a couple weeks later, you were on the tube completely alone by yourself. You've not been able to go anywhere. See Europe, anything since all this happened, right? Which is your whole point of going, right? So you should come back here and back to work, really, is what you should do.
I can't complain. I can't complain. Everybody's been going through the exact same thing. You know, look at all the stuff that you guys look forward to. Look at the Coachella being canceled. Yeah, all the stuff that,
Vegas.
You know, that we all wanted. All the vacations we wanted to go to. All the places we wanted to see. Yep. Yeah, I'm exactly in that same boat. But you're right. The timing was my wife and I were going to move to Europe. And hey, let's go to Barcelona. Hey, let's go to Prague. Hey, let's go to Istanbul. We had all these things planned. And of course, it's just all on hold. I mean, you know, like they say all the time on the TV here, there's a light at the end of a very long tunnel, but at least we can see it. We're all heading in the right direction. I'm sure you guys have, some of you anyway, have gotten your jabs, as we call them, your first dose.
No, we haven't gotten our jabs
Sluggo
yet.
Sluggo and I have not gotten jabs yet.
Yeah.
But when they lower they lower the age in California to 90, we'll be right there.
First in line. So being alone now,
my first one.
Sorry, you got your first one?
I'm sorry. I was just saying, I've got my first one. I'm just waiting for my second one. So it's just, you know, it's just a question of just being patient and just, you know, keep calm and carry on. That's all we can do.
Yeah. So since you and your wife have been spending so much time together, how everything is good? Because it's always interesting as, you know, people have had suddenly been thrust, as it were, into this situation with their spouses and mates. Sometimes they get along better, much better. Sometimes they find new things.
We've been doing great. You know, my wife and I have been together for 30 years now.
That's
and,
amazing.
You know, our lives have changed less than most people have as a result of the pandemic because I was already working at home and was already pretty much a homebody. So we're used to spending a lot of time together.
I'm right there with you, man.
No complaints there. You know, we do, we do live near a very large, it's called the Heath, Hampstead Heath, which is 800 acres and it's forests and it's streams and it's trees and it's valleys.
Wow.
And it's just a great place to get out. Every day we walk a couple of miles
and
get the dogs out. So that fresh air and that exercise really makes a huge difference when you're housebound.
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah. Who are you?
What the
Who's
hell?
On the phone?
Is this Ralph? Fresh air outdoors walking? What?
I know, right?
What's happened?
It's great to have dogs because they kind of force you to think of somebody other than yourself. You know what I mean? They make you go out and do stuff with them because that makes them happy and that makes you happy.
That's why I have a little tiny
world for a couple of hours.
I have a little tiny dog, so I can just take her out in the front yard and go right back in the house.
Like
30 seconds later, yeah, we're done. We're done here.
I know we're almost out of
time, yeah.
But I'm very happy. I'm very happy here. Very glad to have moved, and I was so excited, Kevin, when I saw the news. As many of you know, your fans and our fans were, and the fact that you A, get to be with Sluggo, which I know is a joy, and B, get to be on such a good radio station.
Yay.
It's just wonderful. I'm so happy for you guys. I really am.
We are too.
And, yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I really want to get a new thanks. I really want to get a new bit rolling because it's like 10 o'clock at night there for you, right?
Yes, that's right. Right now, because you've already had your time changed, we haven't had ours at 7 hours usually.
Okay, so I would like to get a new "Let's bother Bean and wake him up" sort of thing. I'm going to call you
just
least
randomly,
expected, right?
Randomly.
Yeah, randomly.
Tell us about your podcast real quick because we do have to go.
Yeah, let me put in a plug. I appreciate that. Our dear friend Allie McKay, that Kevin and I worked with for all those years on K-Rock, she and I got together and started doing a podcast back in October. There's a free version of it wherever you get your podcast. It's called A Cup of Tea and a Chat. And then we also do a Patreon version.
Hello?
I think if you enjoy the old Kevin and Bean show, you will enjoy A Cup of Tea and a Chat. We really, really do have a lot of fun, and it's a great community. So, yeah, check it out, you guys, and I hope we all get to talk again soon here on KLOS.
Nice.
Glad you're doing well. Thank you, man.
Yeah, very, 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 very cool to hear you again, especially the two of you. I know I'm speaking for lots of humans out there. To hear the two of you talking together again on the radio. I mean, you're a massive part of this damn town.
Look, it's just love.
Yeah, it is.
It's all love.
And a little bit of love.
Bye, Sluggo. Bye, Kevin.
Bye, Bean. Let's talk about your home getting taken over by animals.
Oh, my God. This was really freaky.
In this particular case, birds.
Yeah,
I don't know how they all decided while they were in the air that they were going to dive bomb one single
chimney,
yeah.
Yeah, they chose one chimney and went for it.
One and only one.
Yeah, yeah.
And filled up the house with birds.
Yep, man, their debris, their
and
bird poop.
A woman called her mom who was at the house,
right.
And this is the report.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere. But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
Yeah, so I saw that.
That part of it is insanity to me.
Yeah, it's like they just, you know how you see them move in giant flocks in nature videos or whatever?
Yes.
You've never seen them then do that diving into a typical chimney.
No, into one chimney.
Yeah.
It's not like they were diving down into a neighborhood.
No.
They picked one house.
Yep, let's
and
go
they
here.
Said, this is where we belong.
Yep.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house, and soon enough, they sweep in.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
I mean, you said that they showed a little clip of the movie The Birds, the Alfred Hitchcock
yes.
one, which freaked me the hell out as a kid, but you said it looked really
it
ridiculous.
It looked real goofy.
Now.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
And in fact, when I was driving in, we drove through a whole flock of them. Just
are
massive.
You sure that's what it was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They're pretty small.
They're
also protected.
Yes.
So you're supposedly not supposed to be able to take them out of the house,
well,
which is insanity.
Well, you're supposed to leave them in your house?
Yes.
Forget it.
Yes.
What about my protection?
Well, I guess
I
I'm moving.
My house. Yeah. So Stu's idea of taking a flamethrower to the lot
I
is
mean,
probably not good.
It's not legal if that's what you're saying.
Probably
no.
Burn the house down too, but whatever, Stu.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, oh, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
I mean, that seems like a pretty comprehensive plan.
But
open your windows and doors.
What happened?
But once the door was open, they decided to take a nap up on the ceiling and go in every room possible.
Thanks for the fresh air. We appreciate it. We're going to take
exactly.
a nap.
And so I guess eventually...
almost 1,000 of them.
I know. And she said that they were covered with
poop, 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 poop.
Yeah. Yes, the whole house was.
The whole house.
Nonstop, everywhere.
You know what birds do? They poop. That's it.
That is what they do.
Yes.
They fly and they poop.
Mm-hmm.
And they know
And
things.
They did all over that house. And there was almost 1,000 birds in that house.
Oh, my God.
And the insurance doesn't cover it.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Because it's insurance. That's what they do.
Yeah, they're good at that.
They say, nope, we're not covering
that. Oh, no. Do you remember that minuscule paragraph on page 357,000 that says,
yeah,
no,
we'd love to help you and all, but we're not going
to.
But
go to hell, give us more money.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if your home was taken over by animals or... An animal. It could be just one.
Yeah.
If it's a coyote, maybe you don't want to go in there. It's a mountain lion, which you have behind your house.
Yep.
Maybe you don't want to go in there.
Nope.
So your house was taken over by animals. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're talking about the birds that took over that home in Torrance. And what animal took over your home, sir?
A pit bull.
A pit bull? Wow. When? Why?
Neighbor's pit bull?
No, just my pit bull. That's just how she is. She won't let you do anything.
I know that story.
All right, thank you. KLOS, hello.
My chihuahua has done the same, really.
Hello.
Hi. Animals took over your house?
Absolutely.
Which one?
I had a freaking cat come in our own pet door that was locked from the inside but not the outside and impregnates my freaking cat.
I'm not sure that's taking over, but it's having a good time, at least.
Wow.
My wife wakes me up out of a dead sleep, and she says, there's something out in there in the freaking house. I'm like, we got two kids. I know. They're probably out dicking around. So we go out there. We're looking around the freaking house, and we don't see anything. My wife's all, what's that under the bar stool? It's dark in the house. I'm thinking it's a jacket that fell off the bar stool.
But you're hearing...
The freaking cat is still in the house.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
This is a touchy subject.
Yes, it is. You know how I love and get at home and read every word of the Journal of Stroke and Cerebrovascular Diseases?
I worship it. I used to get it for you for Christmas.
This is the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like, I have questions.
Okay.
Right-handed man almost masturbates to death.
Why is it important that he's right-handed?
I don't know.
Okay.
But those are the first two words of the article.
You would think he'd be ambidextrous if he almost shuffled off this mortal coil going to that activity.
Also, why is it matter at all?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that's a weird thing. So this guy...
Wow, to death.
...suffered a life-threatening stroke.
Oh, man.
And medical reports are saying he's lucky he escaped the ultimate death.
That's not how you want to be found.
No.
Man.
Remember we were talking about how cool it would be to die in certain ways?
Yes. And sex often
was
came
one
up.
Of them.
Yeah, one of the top ones.
But it involved two people?
Yes. Or three or 17, just but not one.
More than one.
Yeah, that's kind of...
The unnamed 51-year-old...
Oh, dude.
Let me read it as it was written, because again, the unnamed 51-year-old right-handed man... I don't know why that's so important.
No.
Enjoyed this activity several times a day.
For like throughout his life or in this one particular?
Throughout his life.
Okay. All right. Sure. So, God, a little getting up there in age to still
51.
Be going to town. Yeah.
So and by the way, don't you never mind.
Well, yeah. I know. There's tons of things popping into my head.
Don't you just go, oh, it's going to be that way, and then move on.
Exactly.
One time, however, after finishing the deed, the serial stroker, as they call him,
was
struck down by thunderclap headaches and severe vomiting.
Oh, dude. Well, yeah, I guess he finally figured out that he's 51 and still.
What the hell?
Wow, dude, that's rough.
Nagoya is a guy in Japan, Nagoya City University Hospital, where he was found to have low blood pressure and
Japan.
Confusion.
Okay.
Which are two signs of some kind of a stroke.
Yeah. So I didn't know this was in Japan. So
yes.
I was going to ask what sort of materials he might have had with him. But now I'm thinking maybe he stopped at a vending machine. They have some pretty odd offerings.
It doesn't sound like this dude needed much
assistance.
There was a...
What's turning the... Japanese? That's that song Vapors.
Yes,
that's what it's actually about.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. It was immediately preceding the activity before a ruptured aneurysm in up to 14% of patients.
Oh.
This is a thing.
Wow. Listen up, folk.
Who knew?
Listen up.
So my thought was, let's say the guy dies. What do you put on his headstone?
What do you want on your tombstone?
Right? I don't think he gets to pick at this point. Like, this guy...
Yeah, he's already had enough choice of what goes on.
He chose poorly.
Yeah.
So I have three, and then we'd like to open the phone lines for you at 818-955-KLOS. It has to be something we can air.
Right. Yes,
but
please.
What should his epitaph...
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
What should that say? What should his headstone say?
Right.
I have unhappy ending. I have I'm coming home.
Okay, sure, that's nice.
And my favorite is right hand to God. See, because he was using right hand to God.
Off he goes.
Those are the only three I can think of.
Help us out.
What would this man's headstone say if he ended up dying?
He had passed on.
Doing this. 818-955-KLOS.
I hope they play Divinals. I Touch Myself at his funeral.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There was a man in Japan who almost masturbated to death.
He had a stroke and had to go
to the hospital.
Not the way to go.
Really not. But
to be found, I guess.
Had he passed on.
Uh-huh.
I could come up with only three things that his headstone should say. Unhappy ending. By the way, for some reason, they mentioned six times in the article that it was right-handed.
Right-handed, yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I would think it would be ambidextrous if you're going to run into that level of
problem. So, right hand to God?
Right.
And I'm coming home. So then we asked, what do you think his headstone should say?
And Keith came wandering in. He had a really good suggestion.
He went out the hard way.
What about you? What do you got?
Don't you know that you are a shooting star? Woo! Have a nice weekend, buddy.
Thank you, man. Bye. Hi, KLOS. What should his headstone say?
I got two. One should be he righted off his life. Or he aimed to please.
We'll go with option B. Thank you. I'll have that engraved on his tombstone. KLOS, what should it say on that gentleman's tombstone?
Once was enough.
Once was enough. I like it.
Thanks, man. KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
It should say that he never asked for a helping hand.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Well done.
That's, you know, and in 100 years when people are visiting the tombstone, they'll never know what it was referring to.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
That's a good one. Thanks. KLOS, hello. What should the man's headstone say?
Here lies a bloke who couldn't help but do the stroke.
That's rhymes. Nice. That's like Boot Hill. They used to have all those rhyming ones. I like it. Thanks a lot. He definitely died with his boots off, though. Wow.
Hi, KLOS. What should it read on the man's tombstone?
I think it should be, what a jerk.
Pretty strong.
That's solid.
I like
it.
Thank
you, boy.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS. What should it read on his tombstone had he passed on?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A man almost masturbated to death.
I think when I was much, much, much younger, I was sort of afraid that might happen someday.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
Never occurred to me.
Go several times. You know someone who's trying to set a world record or something, right?
I did.
Who shall remain nameless?
Yes, correct.
A gentleman we know pretty well.
Correct.
And he thinks he may have actually gotten there to that point?
Correct.
Wow. We really need to talk to him about this.
Yeah. He won't. I already checked. I told you that.
I know, but we're going to pressure him.
All right, let's say the man died.
Yeah.
What should his headstone read?
Oh, Stifler.
Stifler. I love it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
Only me.
Nice.
That's nice. Hopefully no pictures. You know, they have those pictures sometimes of people. You don't want that.
Nope.
Especially video. Hi, KLOS. What should it read on his tombstone? Hey.
The third time was not a charm.
Or like 50th time, apparently. This guy
was third time in that day.
Oh, it was third time that day.
Day, yes.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Thanks, man. You're actually paying attention to the story.
Yes, how about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well done. I'm not.
Hey, KLOS, what should his tombstone read?
Nothing going on here.
Thank you. Who are you?
Love it.
I'm Jeff from Riverside.
Jeff, thanks for calling. KLOS, what do you want on your tombstone?
The Gilmore pile. Surprise.
Hello, KLOS.
I think it should say, whatever his name is,
whose end came too soon.
They haven't released his name because he's an embarrassed man.
Yeah. That's Japan. They're nice about it. Yeah. Here we would know everything about it. We'd have his address and everything. KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
What a jerk. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
They come and they go.
Thanks. Who are you?
William.
William, have a good weekend, man.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word.
You good?
Yeah, barely, sort of. Lots of water.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo had his second shot yesterday.
Yeah, and it was fine at first. I was dancing and singing, but late last night.
You're kind of rubbing it in, I gotta be honest.
I'm like, ha ha, you had it twice, and then you had a terrible reaction to the first one. I was really amazed that I didn't have any kind of reaction to my first shot, and yesterday, and then, of course, finally.
And late last night, yeah, and this morning, 101, but you're all right.
Yeah, you know, it's as good as can be.
You could be this homeowner in Torrance.
Oh, my God.
It's a woman who came home to find close to 1,000 birds inside her home.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm a dog guy.
Right.
Not much of a cat person.
Right. We're going to bring you around on that,
with
though.
Exceptions.
Right. With exceptions, which is how we
might
bring
you around. Not much of a bird guy. I had a friend when I was younger who had one of those, I don't even know what it was a giant bird.
Right.
And it was in a cage.
And say rude things to you.
But it was inside.
Not
dead. Yes. And, no, it wouldn't talk. It would just, yes, yeah, right when you walk by, and I was like, how do you live like this?
Heart attack!
I could never figure it out.
Boo!
But this video, these like 1,000 birds are all in a herd. Is that what you call them?
Let's go with flock. I don't know, but
they're all in a flock.
Yeah.
And they go right down one chimney, one home's chimney.
Yeah, which immediately led me to look at ours to make sure there was like this weird cap on it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, so they couldn't do that.
Listen to this newscast.
It's horrifying.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere.
Carrie Edwards, by the way. No, just kidding. No idea.
But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house, and soon enough, they sweep in.
It's like they're dive bombing.
Yeah, and it's like right out of the movie, The Birds. That's exactly what
they
did.
It really is.
Yeah.
They all go for that one chimney. Who knows why?
Right. But these are all one kind of bird.
Yes.
What are they? You said they're protected, right?
Yes, they are protected. They're called a chimney swift.
Oh, chimney is in their name.
Yes.
Even. Oh. So they're not really big birds. They're kind of medium.
No, they're pretty relatively small.
Yeah. Sparrow
size. 1,000 of them?
Yeah, that's way too many.
You know what that is? 1,000 butts. You know what that is? A lot of poop.
You said you saw the house was covered.
And there was like children's toys.
Covered in bird poop. Just burn the house down.
Ugh.
Why did you even save the house?
Gross.
Just burn it down.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
I saw a ton of them, by the way, right after this news story.
Is that right?
Yeah, driving away from the house, and they were in the middle of the road. Like, we were going kind of through them, and they sort of flew away a little bit, but they're clearly looking for another chimney or something, man.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Well, that's helpful.
Listen, just open your door. They'll go out.
Oh, they won't anything come in. And they'll head on out after they've pooped everywhere.
That always works.
No problem.
Once the door was open, they decided to take a nap.
Of course.
The ceiling,
it's nice fresh air in here. Thank you.
And go in every room possible.
May sound funny, but she has a small child in the house. Her toys and belongings were covered in droppings.
Still funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I mean, sorry.
With it being unlivable with droppings absolutely everywhere, we decided to go stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat just stayed up for hours taking birds out, 2 to 4 birds at a time. He got a box and was putting them in the box. In a thin box so they couldn't fly out, and just shaking the box out to get them out.
It was like a television box.
Right.
It was like that box, and just pack birds in it and walk out and just sort of get them to fly away.
I think the video that freaked me out most about that was they showed the fireplace and there was a grate in front of it.
Yes.
And there was at least 400 birds inside
dying
there
to get inside.
And making all sorts of crazy noises. I was just like, that is not what you want to see in your fireplace. That's nightmare fuel.
Correct.
From now on.
Yes.
Lesson of the story.
Keep your flu shot.
Yes.
And if you don't have a flu, make sure there's some type of net or mesh on your chimney, because this was, you know, you want to spring clean, but this is one way to have to spring clean.
That's insane.
They say they're a protected bird, and they also say that your home insurance will not cover.
Oh, well, of course it won't. And they always find some damn way out of it, don't they?
They arrive in the U.S. in March and are gone by November, so we're good.
That's no problem. Stu said he would have his flamethrower out. I think that's a really good idea.
Let's go ahead and do a twofer from Nirvana, shall we?
Yeah, why not a twofer Wednesday?
This is Drowned in the Sun on KLOS.
A little more Nirvana for you. Sounds like a drunken computer to me.
Yeah, I don't know that either. Okay, listen. This is a weird story. This is a new Nirvana song that was created 27 years after Kurt Cobain's death.
Featuring, apparently, Kurt, although it sounds like he is not with us anymore, the way this guy's so close.
So here's what happens. It's called the Lost Tapes. Wait, turn up this chorus.
Okay. It's not too bad.
Can you restart it?
Yeah, sure.
Just hold. Yeah. This is called the Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. It's a musical project that uses automatic intelligence to analyze up to 30 songs for selected musicians who struggled with mental illness and died at the age of 27.
Oh, that is a large, weird club. That's bizarre.
Including Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. 27 is
so
some sort
of thing. So they've funneled 30 songs from each into a computer, and AI wrote a song.
Shouldn't they have done 27 songs as long as they were at it?
It does make more sense,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, if you're going to do it, do 27. What difference is three going to make? I mean, come on.
So Drowned in the Sun is the name of that song. And this, I think, is cheating, though. They got the singer from a tribute band.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guy's name is Eric Hogan.
I guess it would be, but you could isolate his vocals and then have it just sort of, I mean, that would take a lot more code and a lot more scheduling programming time,
right,
I should
but
think.
If it's AI, you shouldn't be adding a
right.
A
that's
tribute
not,
singer.
Yeah, yeah. One of the very first electronic albums was basically Gary Wright. Do you remember Dreamweaver?
Yes.
That album was pretty much all synthesized with the exception of the drums. So I'm like, well, you're not there yet. You know, this isn't really the first kind of an important part.
Maybe either do it all or don't do
it. Yeah.
At all. So this is a new song that was written by a computer.
So the music itself was actually, it came up with a...
Yes.
The computer came
and
up with it.
And by the way, the songwriting sounds...
Yeah, it's progression.
Like something they would do.
Yeah, like a bad B-side.
Sure.
An import single.
I mean, it wouldn't be a hit. Let's not be crazy.
What does Dave Grohl think about this?
I don't know. This has to be odd.
Yeah.
I'll bet he's fascinated by it, though, because...
Yeah, how do you not be
as
fascinated?
As a songwriter...
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't a songwriter in that band, so as a songwriter now, though, I would think he would be interested in how AI came up with this.
And that little pause there, that was pretty nice. Huh. So it basically analyzed all their music and said, they like to do this, they like to do that.
Yeah.
Let's put it together that way.
Yes. And the AI is wearing a green sweater.
HAL 9 million has gone mad.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $1,000 and our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock.
Coming up this hour.
Hell yeah. On a Friday.
Yes, it is a Friday.
Woo!
Take it easy.
I'm trying, man. I am.
I don't know if you saw the story that has been dominating the news for a couple of days now. Sylvester Stallone.
All right.
A lot of people were upset that he had joined Mar-a-Lago, which is ex-President Trump's place.
Oh, weren't they shutting that down or something? Wasn't it going to get shut down, Mar-a-Lago or something?
I don't know, but it certainly hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, according to his people, has never been and is not now a member of Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, I hadn't seen that part.
Falsely reported.
Oh, I hadn't seen that bit.
He was invited to dinner.
Oh, okay.
That's why he was there.
So it got blown out of proportion.
So Twitter, you know, people went into e-rage.
Yeah.
And went crazy. Seeing Sylvester Stallone join the former guy's club proves once and for all that he did his own stunts and he has brain damage to prove it.
He's having dinner.
What a disappointment Sylvester Stallone turned out to be joining Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. He clearly has received too many punches to the head. Almost all of them were involved punches to the head.
Apollo Creed out there somewhere is going, yeah, damn straight.
So we thought, just to sort of set the record straight, today we would check in with Sylvester Stallone.
You have Sly's phone number.
Yes. Well,
you've called him before.
And just get his version of this.
I think that's fair.
Sylvester, good afternoon.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
I'm not so good, you know, because a lot of people are being, you know, very disrespectful to me on the internet and stuff.
Right. Do you have Twitter?
Oh, yeah, I have Twitter.
Okay. Just asking. Do not upset him right out the gate.
I'm just asking, because maybe you would have missed a lot of that.
Of course he has Twitter.
I got Twitter, right. I got Instagram, I got TikTok, I got MySpace, I got Vine. How come nobody's making Vines anymore?
It does seem like it's been dormant for a while. I don't know.
Well, that's going to Vine. There's no Vine.
Right. All right, Sylvester Stallone, are you a member of Mar-a-Lago?
No, I've never been a member of Mar-a-Lago, okay?
Okay.
Like I live in Florida now, but I'm a member of a different club called the Breakers Club, right?
What is that, pray tell?
Breakers Club, yeah. You know, like breaking things, like break your face, break your arm, break your nose. Like the breakers. We're the breakers that break things.
Can we hire you? Like, can I send you on a mission?
Yeah, oh, I'm not nice. Doing anything. I'm not doing Creed 3 because they don't want me, apparently.
I mean, you don't think that your entire reputation is ruined, right?
I think it's like taking a, you know, a beating, you know, like, and I know a thing or two about taking a beating.
You do, yeah.
And my reputation is taking a beating because, you know, like, I just go to dinner and then, you know, I'm like doing the right thing, like having a meal, and everybody comes to start calling me baby killer. I come back and spit on me. And they call me baby killer now. Is it gone? No, they're not. I didn't make that for first blood. I didn't draw first blood. That's ridiculous.
I
had the first course. I didn't have the first blood. It's unbelievable.
I think you may be confused with one of your movie roles.
It seems like a flashback to a film, perhaps, instead of real life, maybe.
It could be worse. I could flashback to Stop on My Mama's Shoe.
Oh, honestly, that was genius. Yeah. That was a genius, genius movie. So moving forward, are you going to stay away from Mar-a-Lago?
Probably will, because everybody seems very upset about it, you know, like, I can't even go have a meal, and everybody thinks, oh, now he's like, you know, one of Donald Trump's boys or something like that. I don't have a problem with anybody, all right, except, like, the Russians, because I once had trouble with this big Russian guy.
Drago, if I remember
correctly. But we got along, okay? And if he can get along, and I can get along, we can all get along, right? Come on, baby killer! I'm a baby killer!
No, not a baby killer.
Yeah, no.
No one's calling you a baby killer, I don't think.
I don't think.
All right, I killed one baby.
What? And then suddenly.
95.5 KLOS.
What are you doing over there? Hey!
Southern California's rock station. We just discovered this story, and I love it so much.
Right.
Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
There's a city in somewhere in Minnesota where they started having clown spottings again.
Isn't that weird? It comes and goes. I suppose maybe COVID shut it down for a while. The clowns were sick and probably taking care of each other, and they weren't able to go out and scare people for no reason. Wandering around dressed as clowns.
I couldn't love it more.
I know a couple of people who, if they were to see clowns out and about, would just absolutely lose their minds. I mean, and it's kind of tempting as a result to kind of go do that.
That's what I think. It looks like a lot of fun. People freak out when you see a clown just like walking across the street. That's insane. So here's what the Facebook page reads from the police in Annandale. Annandale residents, concerns about a clown in the area have been brought to my attention. The Annandale police is aware of this individual, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
Which they don't know who he is, though, or who
in
she
order to
is,
take
or...
any action about individuals who are potentially concerning, we need to justify legal basis of terms of alarm or annoyance.
Right.
I don't think they can really do anything
about
this.
No, if you're just wandering around on public property, dressed as a clown, staring at folk, What's there to say?
I don't think they can do anything about it.
No.
This happens every couple of months, yes. It seems like.
Yeah, yeah. It was dead for a while, if it were. Maybe it was down in the sewers. You know, they all float down
and
there.
And then somebody else saw it and thought, oh, that would be really funny. And so I think this is the newscast.
I think we have it.
Yeah. Right officials thing. In a central Minnesota community
yes.
tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently.
I like the way he says it.
Multiple clown sightings recently.
In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently. And viewer Mary Faber just sent us photos and videos of at least one clown she spotted herself.
Man, I could send people video of clowns that I spotted all the time.
All these sightings are getting mixed reaction from residents.
They're not all positive?
Fox 9's Mitty Hicks reports some are pretty nervous about this, while others, not concerned at all.
So would it matter if it was carrying a red, balloon? Would that make it scarier?
Or, I don't.
Does it matter?
I honestly don't think you would need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking from the clown's point of view. I don't think you need to do that to scare people.
Very rough for us to think from a clown's point of view.
Just weird. You know, like, it's not a normal thing you see in a small town.
Katie Daniels is talking about a clown running around in the town of Annandale.
With a mask on.
She says its antics are anything but funny.
Its antics. Did you catch that? That was almost what's-her-face from CNN.
Anything but funny.
The person.
For residents like Katie.
You don't know what's going to happen.
They're wondering about the clown's intentions.
When I saw him scare the kids, I was like, nope, I'm done. Like,
yeah, no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. I mean, clowns are supposed to. I've never found clowns entertaining.
I didn't either.
I hated
them.
Can
you imagine being a clown?
No, that seems like you're. I don't know.
At the circus?
No, that's a lot of work. And
1 year old parties at home?
Oh, and vomit.
You're sitting out in the car and you're putting on your makeup and you're sobbing.
You're sobbing.
That's not cool, And he, literally ran right by them, and these kids are crying because of
no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. Scare the adults. That's hilarious.
Running by the adults is funny
as hell. That's hilarious.
Not a normal clown. It's not a normal clown.
But
that's not a normal clown. It's not a normal clown.
That's not normal.
Others in this small town of about 3,300 believe the person is out to lighten the mood after a tough year.
I can guarantee you
that's not the case.
No, they get hired if they want to lighten the mood. They don't just wander out into the street.
I haven't heard of anything dangerous happening with him. I think it's just somebody out having a fun time.
It's probably her. She's the clown.
It's her, isn't it?
Yeah. No. The clown's cool, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried
about the clown.
Up the road in Maple Lake.
Okay, hold up.
No,
hold
up. No, is that what hold I think up. It is?
Yes.
No.
This is now, they're going to interview Queen Clown.
Oh, Queen Clown.
This is the, I guess, mother of all clowns? I don't know.
I hate the way her series ended. It started off really good, and then it just sort of petered
out. She is playing a ukulele.
No, I knew it!
And she wants to stand up for her kind.
Another small town is a big player.
If you're happy and you know.
In the professional clown industry.
Oh, man, that song. That song has always angered me deeply.
The professional clown industry.
Rated R.
And you know it, eat a cookie. Eat it now.
That's just frightening.
Sounds like porn.
Just that is frightening.
Manuel toured with the Ringling Brothers, the biggest circus in the country.
Man, make a note of it. Right. It's the biggest.
This is the most important story she's ever done.
The most important clown.
And I'm right there.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
So now they've got a huge picture on the wall of maybe 10,000 clowns.
Ooh.
And she's pointing to one little spot. She's saying, I'm right there.
Sure.
You can't
sure
see
you
anyone.
Do you ever see The Shining?
Real clowns, true clowns, are people who just want to bring joy to other people.
Mm. I will buy that. 100%. I don't get it. It seems really miserable.
Yeah.
But I believe that...
Maybe that's how you start?
Yeah, but not the ones wandering around on the street.
I love those, though. I want to be one of those.
Pretty clever.
All right. If you were a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have more from Queen Clown?
Maybe.
Says clowns get a bad reputation because of bad actors.
Or very serious announcers.
All right, I've heard enough. So, if you were a clown.
If, right, yes.
That job mm-hmm. of going to someone's birthday party mm-hmm. and being a clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially in Southern California when it's hot.
Yeah.
And your clown makeup is running and the kids are punching you in the junk.
I was going to say, that's the thing. That's what kids are going to do.
I don't feel like that's a good gig.
No. How did you love it? You must love it. You must have a, or you're torturing yourself.
I don't think so. I think.
Let's find out.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You're a clown.
You're a clown.
You are or were a clown. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I know that you're kind of thinking now, Kevin, about dressing up as a clown and wandering the streets and frightening people. But I got to tell you, I'm talking to someone here who says, what did she say exactly? She just said, I want to hunt them and scare the crap out of them. And I know it's more than that. She's going to chase them down, man.
She's going to chase the clowns down?
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to ride a scooter. They'll never
you
catch
me. You said that perfectly happily, like some sort of sick, demented clown. That was beautiful.
Sir, you're a clown?
Yes, I am.
It's another person in a windstorm. Are you?
You are a clown.
Well, I have been in the past.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
Why?
But it was a good time.
Why were
Wait, was it a good time?
And why did you stop if it was so damn great?
You know, I think at some point the kids start getting a little aggressive and start making...
That's what I would think.
I would think that would happen from day one, that the kids would be abusive.
They're kind of out to get you, aren't they, sort of?
Well, yeah, you start making them the balloon animals, and then they start wanting weapons out of them, and then, you know, it turns to chaos.
Right on. Well, I'm sorry you've given up clowndom, but thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS, are you a clown? Or someone you love, a clown.
No.
No.
But the word I got to say is John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I know someone who used to collect his artwork.
That's more than a word.
Yeah. Yeah, you cheated on that. Hey.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, am I 13?
I don't know. When were you born? Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Are you a clown?
Hi.
Another person
in a windstorm. My name is Shirley, and I used to be a clown, and I just wanted to call in.
Yes, please.
Okay, you used to be a clown. Was it ever fun?
It was always fun.
Real? Do you know how to play the ukulele?
Please say yes.
No, I do not.
Okay. What kind of clown were you?
I was a birthday clown for parties and grand opening.
And the kids were never abusive or anything?
No. As a matter of fact, they were mostly scared.
That's what you want out of your clowns. We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up for $7,500.
What?
$7,500.
$500. Damn. Next. And lay it from Cheap Trick. Light up the fire.
Sammy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Tomorrow's a big day here on KLOS.
Why is that?
Dirty Honey is going to be joining Heidi and Frank.
Oh, nice.
To be judges. And they're going to play their own song. They're going to debut a new song.
Oh, nice.
At 9 a.m.
They are the best. And they're going to sit in on Stay or Go. Wow. Can you imagine like proper rock stars sitting down to judge your song live on the air? Taking calls is what they do on Friday mornings, Heidi and Frank, to say, no, boo, that song sucks. You have no talent.
That would be a little frightening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Then Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick is going to join Marcy at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
And then we're going to kick off the weekend with our All Request Fest.
Yeah, it's all party music. Starting at 5.
So that's all coming
and
up
all
tomorrow.
Weekend. It's all nonstop party music all weekend.
All right.
So you love Dolly Parton, right? What kind of psycho doesn't love Dolly Parton? I think she is the nicest, coolest, most wonderful human being in the world. When I heard she was kicking $1 million into help out make Moderna available, the vaccine, I was amazed. And then she, have you seen the video yet? Sat down to have
a
shot.
Because I don't like watching people get shots.
Oh, that's right. We just
discussed this yesterday.
Well, they did it in a way that they didn't have to tear her skin, so it wouldn't have bothered you maybe so much.
What?
I'm lying to you.
Okay,
go ahead and watch the video right now. But they're all saying she got a dose of her own medicine, and she said she's dead serious about the vaccine. She's old enough to actually get it. So she kicked in the $1 million, and then just yesterday, or whenever it was, a couple days ago, she actually had it herself.
She said, don't worry, I'm old enough.
Yeah, right? She's not, I'm not jumping the line, even though I kicked in some cash. So just, I love Dolly Parton. I just thought that was super cool, and good on her for making that happen.
She is very cool.
We gotta find that audio. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of parody songs now. She sang Jolene while she was getting the shot, but people have changed that up, of course. You should dig those out.
Coming up next, we're gonna talk about songs that you absolutely should not like.
Yeah. Fess up. What are those really bad songs you love?
But you do. That's next on KLOS.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited.
I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Crazy video for that one. Do you remember that? When she was Alice in Wonderland. She turned into a cake. They start chopping into her, eating her. I was like, wow, I'm too sober for this.
So you drank it. It was great.
Of course. It was perfect.
Sure. Tell me about your poll that you put up. Was it a poll?
Yeah, just ask people. I'm like, let's be honest. What is the really bad song that you love? Like, every time you hear it, you're going to listen to it. You turn it up. You don't care what people say. And I was amazed how many people stepped up and responded.
But you know, in your heart, that it's crappy.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. I mean, there's really no doubt around, you know, about it that, for example, Puttin' on the Ritz by Taco. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Cover from the 80s.
Not Tiger, a fan.
Tiger the Dog answered that one, says one of her favorites. Top of the World by the Carpenters. Do you remember that one?
Top of the World.
I actually really like that song. It's terrible.
I don't
like
remember
the Carpenters.
That one.
The Pina Colada song. If you like Pina Colada. Made Veronica's list. She loves that one. Then
that's a bad one, though.
It is really bad.
Yeah, listen.
I understand there's some sort of story behind
I'll
this
tell
whole song.
You.
Yeah?
Okay. I'll tell you.
One of these days?
Don't ask now.
Okay. All right. The First Noel says, so many, Just a Friend by Biz Markie jumps
in. Because he can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
I mean, he literally can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
He's completely off tune.
Barry Manilow made the list. Karen says Copacabana.
I can't stand very much.
Come on, let's listen to this for a long time. Woo!
Yes.
Yeah!
That's probably not.
Is it?
No,
you
thank you. Yeah, no.
But then I have one here that I'm pretty damn sure, as I recall, you actually like, and I have to admit, I like it too.
Okay.
Chris said Topow's Heart and Soul. Do you remember that song?
I do remember that song.
It's one of those that just vanished through the cracks. I mean, it's never, ever, ever going to play on KLOS.
No, of course.
But
because they're terrible songs.
Yes, exactly.
We're saying that up front.
Right, exactly.
Yes. We're going to take your calls too at 818-955-KLOS, and that's 818-955-5567, with songs that you know are terrible. You're admitting that up front. And by the way, here's another one.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh. It was amazing in the movie. It was fun, but I don't
ever
want to hear
it. Because it's associated with the movie.
Yes.
And I remember so much of the lines of the movie and everything else. Yeah. It's a terrible song.
It is
song.
Really bad. Yeah.
Terrible.
And it's really long. It's like 4.5 minutes.
That might be the worst song we've mentioned so far.
Yeah.
But I like it just because I have memories of that movie.
Amazing
Ghostbusters
film.
For a long time was my favorite movie.
Hell yeah. That's a big Twinkie.
Yeah. So if you want to call with songs that you know are bad, but you like them, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about songs that you know are bad.
You know, it's amazing. We throw something out there on Twitter or whatever, and you never know what kind of response you're going to get. You're always surprised. The ones that actually, like, everybody latches onto.
And you did this one on Twitter.
Yeah, a while back, and I just got so many responses, people admitting all the terrible songs they like.
Listen, it's a bad song, but you like it.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
This is Dallas from Montana.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
And we're doing well. What song is terrible, but you like?
Mr. Roboto, Sticks.
Mr. Roboto! That's a bad song.
And I really liked Sticks. But then I was like, nope, not so much.
Thanks for the call. KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Who's this? Where are you from?
This is Craig. I'm from Riverside.
All right. What's a song that's terrible that you love?
Well, you know, I can't say I love it, but I like it a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't remember who it's by, but it's Electric Avenue.
Oh, Eddie Grant.
Yeah, my wife hates it, and I hate it, but I love it.
Electric Avenue. That was a really cool video, too. I don't know that that's a terrible song.
That's a terrible song.
Is it?
Nah. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What song do you, what song is bad, but you like it?
I don't even want to say this.
Say it.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Same.
Staying Alive.
By the way, same.
Yeah, no.
I love that song.
It was a good movie. Saturday Night Fever was a pretty good movie.
Oh, I don't know.
That was a terrible movie.
Horrible.
But
except
I agree
for the dancing
the
bits. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, what song is bad, but you like?
I have two of them for you, actually.
All right.
Come On, Eileen by Dexy.
Come
Midnight
On,
Runner.
Eileen. Oh, that's
yeah, that's a very nasty song, too. When you think
it's
about
a stupid
really.
Song and a terrible video.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other one is Always and Forever. I don't know the group.
Oh,
name,
ooh, Always and Forever.
Oh, that's one of those slow jams.
Yeah,
right?
That's
Heatwave,
yes. Yeah, yeah. Wow, right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there. I think long ago, Universe Far, Far Away, you guys used to play Dr. Demento, and the song I really miss is Dead Puppies.
Oh, Dead Puppies. Dead, 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 dead.
Ogden Edsel.
Not much fun.
Right?
You love that song, huh?
Absolutely.
I guess I can say that is a terrible song, but I love it too, man. Thanks for that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Kristen from Irvine, California.
All right. And we're talking about songs that are bad, but you still like.
I love Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, I don't know that one. That's a 2000 something, right? You know that one?
Yes.
Oh,
that's like the Friday, Friday, Friday. It's like that song.
Ooh, I don't know that one either.
Oh.
I'm so happy.
Yes,
yay!
Very similar.
But you actually really like it.
Oh, I rock out to it. I mean, it's on my playlist, and if it comes up in the rounds, I will blast it as loud as I can.
You don't mind you don't mind people know that you like it.
Oh no. Oh,
all
no.
Right.
I love it. I have fun. Again, I know it's terrible, and that's why I love it.
Good for you.
Good for you. I
think that's
it.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Let's get some more. 818-955-KLOS. You hate to admit it, but you always turn it up and listen to it. 818-955-KLOS.
Getting a tremendous amount of calls on this topic.
It's true. I don't know. I don't know what it was doing.
Something was
that
just
was weird.
Super weird in the studio. Sorry. It's 95.5 KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about songs that you can admit aren't great. Maybe they're bad, but you still like them. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
Corey from Santa Monica.
All right, you have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
The Wild Thing by Tone Loc.
You're right, it's a bad song.
And I love it. That's a really good, bad song. Perfect.
Thank you for the call. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
I got a great, horrible song
okay, yes.
that I love.
Yes?
Right, said Fred, I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
I'm too sexy for this radio station. That's a good one. That's a gooder. You know, Swedish Eagle brought that song to America. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Bastard. KLOS, hello.
Hey, detachable penis.
Detachable penis, of course.
A removable apparatus.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, thank you. Song that you know is bad, but you like.
I like Dreamin' by Kenny Nolan.
Oh, that's a good song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a terrible song. That's that to me is a perfect
it's
example
an
of a really
song.
Yes, that's awesome. Thanks, dude.
Thank you, KLOS. Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. There's a song that is bad, and you know it, but you like it.
And that song is Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, but I still blast it.
That one is very addictive.
Yes, it is.
How do you feel about Der Kommissar by Falco?
Actually, I blast that one, too.
Yeah, they're both exactly wonderfully horrible.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Fabian.
Where are you, Fabian?
I'm in La Habra.
All right, what song do you know is bad, but you love?
How about Sugar, Sugar by, I believe it's the Archies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sugar, Sugar. That's like going back to the 60s.
Oof.
That's a gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
would knock the air out of me.
Bubblegum pop, I think, can all fall into this category.
Yeah, but you like
right?
it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. We're cruising at 3,000 feet.
And you have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
Absolutely.
What is
Frankie it? Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Oh, what a night.
Ah, December 1963.
That is the name of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you
all
for
right,
the call.
Man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
You have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
I do, man. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Second
well, there
one.
There we go. We've come around then. So
second
that's,
one.
That's, I guess the winner. I guess Right Says Fred actually wins.
Kevin, you say you're collecting different versions of Come Together to play
yes.
for us on the radio someday?
There's so many covers
there
of that
are.
Song.
Yeah.
And some of them are not good. It might surprise you to know.
I want
to
hear the crappy ones. Please bring those in.
It is Kevin and Sluggo. It is... time to talk to Danny Elfman,
yeah!
who's on the phone.
Oh.
Danny, how are you?
Hi.
It's been so long. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, my God. I know. It's like last year just disappeared, and here we are.
Sure just
like
did. It just did. Last year just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Just didn't happen.
Danny is back because he's going to return to the stage with a live-to-film concert experience of Disney's timeless holiday classic, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. I've seen this, and it is great.
Every time. It's phenomenal, man. It's what is it like to play to a film as opposed to you're just doing a concert? What's the difference for you?
Well, now I'm used to it. You know, the first couple of times, it seemed impossible because, you know, there's so much music to synchronize with the film, to be exactly in sync. It was like, this is impossible. There's no way to do this. But after the first one or two times, it's like, you know what? This is totally possible. And now it's just like, oh, yeah, we got this. It's like piece of cake.
This... You know,
John Macheri, the conductor, he's got the conducting the orchestra and sync thing down so well, and I'm used to it, and I rarely screw up. You know, of course.
That's quite the opposite of us.
If I didn't screw up at least on a relatively regular basis.
I wouldn't want to go if you were perfect.
Yeah.
Tell us about the orchestra and the whole situation, because for people who haven't seen it, it's really amazing.
It is.
Well, I mean, there's like a... Oh, I don't know. I think it's about a 70, 75-piece orchestra, and there's a choir, about 30 or 40 people, and we have a cast on stage. We have five singers, three of them from the original cast that sang on Nightmare, and then the rest of us come out and do the whole movie, every song.
And there's a giant LED screen, and
there's a giant LED screen, and so you see the whole movie in sync while we're performing it, and then there's extra visual stuff that, you know, crazy stuff.
Yeah,
but the main thing is that you're seeing the actual live footage in sync with the entire concert playing every note of music from beginning to end. And in Nightmare Before Christmas, more than anything I've ever worked on, it's almost from beginning to end.
Yeah.
There's really only two or three little breaks.
Right.
Music stops,
you know? Right.
This is a new announcement. The show will take place Friday, October 29th of this year, 2021.
At
very
the
exciting.
Hollywood Bowl.
Nope.
No, it's
at
not.
At the Bank of California Stadium.
You. Nice. Okay.
And it's for all ages, and tickets go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. You can get them this Friday.
So, Danny, when you were writing
the California, Bank of California,
Bank of California. Yes. When you were writing the music for Nightmare, did you hear like a full orchestra like this? And how hard was it to kind of bring in that entire orchestra and write what they had to play?
Oh no, I imagined that right from the first song.
Right.
You know, when I wrote "This Is Halloween," which is the first thing I wrote. You know, I demoed it for a full orchestra and all the voices.
Nice.
And somewhere there's actually a demo with me doing every voice and the entire group with some, you know, this cheesy sounding synth demo of the whole orchestra. But it's all the parts. It's exactly the same parts that we ended up with in the final score.
That's amazing.
It's so great. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. There's also a pre-sale Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
At 10 a.m. You can go to DannyElfman.com and use the pre-sale code Jack. Am I supposed to say the pre-sale code?
No!
Well, that's too late. Danny also has a new solo double album coming out in June. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I don't do anything simply, do I?
No, you don't.
You know, that was what I got for being isolated last year. You know, you got to imagine me setting up for 2020. First off, I was frustrated as hell with the way everything was.
Right.
As many of us were. And secondly, I purposely took no film work because I had a whole year of concerts booked all over the world. I had not only Nightmare Before Christmas and Elfman Burton Show and my violin concerto and two new world premiere classical pieces and more of the Coachella shows that I was going to take around California.
Wow.
So it was a busy year, and it all went kaboom.
Oh, my God.
Like everything else did last year, right?
Yep.
And I hunkered down. And I thought, you know, I got this new song that I was going to premiere at Coachella, and I was really looking forward to, like, kind of making everybody's mouths go drop open and going, what the hell is that? And it was a song called I'm So Sorry. Now it's just called Sorry. And I decided maybe I'll just write a couple more songs to go along with this. And once I opened the box, oh, crap. I didn't know what was in there. But
wow.
I started in April. And then by August, it's like I had to call Laura, my manager, and go, we need to make an arbitrary cutoff because I got 18 songs.
I may never stop.
I'm not going to stop. So we finally found a label, which is a great little label, Anti and Epitaph Records.
Nice.
And began recording.
And the new album is called Big Mess, and you've released, what, seven songs?
Five so far. Another one coming out in a week.
Very entertaining videos as well, man. Just so over the top and in your face and just really awesome, in case you didn't notice.
Me over the top?
What a surprise.
And it's so different. We saw you at...
I'm Mr. Subdued.
That's what you're known for.
We saw your concerto at CSUN 11-11 back in April 2019. And how was that? It was so wonderful. And you could so hear your voice in that music and everything. Is that what you want to start aiming towards more as you go down the line?
Yeah, I'm doing those commissions every year now. I've committed to take off part of my year to do a classical piece every year.
Nice.
As long as I keep writing. So now it's a little more complicated because I was balancing two careers and now it's three. If I keep doing more Big Mess, it's like I've messed things up. Sufficiently, don't you think?
Are you going to be touring at all for Big Mess?
I think it's possible.
All right. That's good news. That's good news.
Well, anything is possible. So, but, you know, it's something that I never dreamed of a year ago.
Right.
Existing.
Right. Let me drop back into time. Do you ever watch the episode of The Gong Show when the Mystic Knights were on? Do you ever see that anymore? Because that was just... very interesting experience, I should think.
I try not to.
Right. Right.
As often as I can.
It'll surface.
Danny really does sort of...
This is another day without seeing myself on the concert. Thank you.
Right.
You sort of like to ignore your past and move into something new all the time.
Well, look, every 2 years... I'm already sick of everything I've done before that point.
Right. So right.
It's kind of like a bit of a problem, a dilemma. It's not that I don't hate stuff. I just like to keep moving. I'm like, the only way to keep moving is to not look back a lot.
Right.
Just go, did crazy stuff.
Well, look how it's worked out for you. It's worked very well. I mean, you just keep moving on to more and more interesting stuff. So that's a good way to do it.
But has it, Kevin?
It is Danny's first solo album in 37 years. It comes out June 11th. It's called Big Mess. And the Bank of California is where we announce that you're going to be doing the live Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. And tickets for that go on sale this Friday, May 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And there's a pre-sale Wednesday at 10 a.m. And the pre-sale code is Jack.
Nope! Just stop by his website for that.
Go to DannyElfman.com. Danny, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Kevin, it's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And congratulations on this new home.
Yeah.
And all the best wishes and love to you, my friend.
Nice. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll talk soon. Bye now.
Bye.
Isaac!
It's Isaac.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
We have this Disney jam pretty much every day. Heidi and Frank will tell you in the morning what it's going to be. And when we play it like we just did, you'll be caller 25 like Isaac just did in Corona. And you get a 4-pack of passes. It's your choice. Which park do you want to go into? Disneyland or California Adventure? So very cool to be sending people back to play.
Agreed.
Have fun.
With public in public places with people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
I don't know if you saw this. The man who slapped the French president. Did you see him?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it until you showed me the picture of the president being escorted quickly away. Get him out of here. He's been slapped.
He was doing one of those meet and greets along a rope line.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy reached out and shook his hand with his right hand and then slapped him in the face with his other
one. That's not a sucker punch. That's a sucker slap.
It's a sucker slap.
That's pretty.
And I was just asking you off the air. Do you remember ever seeing a world leader being slapped?
I absolutely do not. The only thing I remember is George W. Bush getting a shoe thrown at him, which he dodged.
Which he ducked quite well, yes. The man allegedly slapped French President Emmanuel Macron, I believe is how you say his name, in the face, ran a club for enthusiasts of medieval swordsmanship.
Okay.
His name was Damien Terrell. President Macron was on a trip to the country to take the country's pulse after the pandemic with less than a year to go before the next presidential election.
Apparently it's to slap. That's how everybody's feeling.
And he was doing a walkabout.
Southern
France as he greeted people. And the guy shook his hand, shouted, "Down with Macronia!" Which apparently was a war chant when they had a monarchy in the 1800s.
Wow.
His friends describe him as someone who was, quote, a bit lost and geeky. Other friends described him as a man who loved period role play, lived with his mom, and did not cause trouble.
So that's, his slap is sort of like he's challenging him to a duel?
In France, that's gloves. What it is.
Yeah, exactly.
A charge of assault against a public official carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and a $45,000 euro fine.
Ooh, that's a lot more than.
Do you want to talk to him, the guy that slapped the president?
The guy that,
Daniel Terrell?
Absolutely.
Yes. We have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Nice. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you today?
We are good.
Well done, by the way.
How are you, sir?
I am furious with Macron. This will not stand with you.
Well, I mean, I think he's the ruler of France, pretty much. And there's a government, and they have laws, and you broke them.
Down with Macronia. He is ruining the entire country of France.
Okay.
Were you challenging? Were you challenging him to a duel with the slap, or what was that?
Oui, yes, I was challenging him to face me with a weapon of his choice. Could be, I don't know, baguette or some fromage.
You want to fight him with cheese?
Yes, we have the age-old cheese fight from the old medieval days, which I love so much.
Right, maybe too much, some would say.
And he and I would face each other at dawn for the honor of France, which he is ruining with his stupid policies.
Okay. So did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
A drool. I challenge you to a drool.
Did you get to say...
I am not drooling. I want to fight. Right. That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
Right, no, but what I meant was, did you get to challenge him to a duel, did the security take you down?
Unfortunately, they took me down before I could get the word out. Yeah. And then I tried to call the presidential palace, but they won't take calls anymore since Yahoo DJs fooled another president and made them very angry.
The other station, that ruined it for everyone?
Oh, those guys.
Ruined it for everyone. Now I can make a drool with him.
Well, thank you for taking some time today. We appreciate it. I don't know what you said, but thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I don't think we felt that earthquake here, did we?
No, I didn't feel anything. And I just talked to a couple people and nobody's felt a 5.9. It happened near the California-Nevada border and apparently felt in the Bay Area.
5.9 is pretty big.
Yeah, it's about half an hour ago or so. Yeah. Of course, I have friends who are there. This nice, super, unbelievably G-rated, nice woman and her daughter just took their first vacation in a couple years and drove to San Francisco.
Nice.
Stayed in Oakland.
What?
In a horrible little motel. There was a murder outside.
That's a whole different kind of vacation.
And now I'm trying to get a hold and see if they felt the earthquake. Damn. Don't go on vacation with Kim. That's all I can say.
That's good advice.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about moms and dadisms.
All right.
They really seem to say this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Or did for a long time.
I think this got started yesterday. We played Pink Floyd, and at the end of Money, he says, you know, someone says, cruising for a bruising.
Yes, cruising for a bruising was one that my dad used.
Yep, my dad, too, all the time.
Here's one where a mom said, not my circus, not my monkey.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah, that's a good
love
one.
It. Yeah.
I don't hate that one at all.
That's a gooder.
Good enough for government work?
I also say that. Oh, my God, I should be a parent. Wow. I slipped into the parent zone.
Your dad. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one a lot.
When standing in front of something she wanted to see, you make a better door than a window. Sure.
Mom,
people
dad.
In hell want ice water. I happen to like that one a bit, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Act your age, not your shoe size.
Ah, that's Prince.
Yeah.
Prince is
that's
a dad.
That's true. do as I say, not as I do.
You know what? They didn't say that. They were pretty good examples. I bet your parents were pretty.
They were pretty
what
good.
What happened to us then?
I don't know.
See, this is what happens. Be nice, G-rated, wonderful parents, and you get kids like us.
I don't know what happened to us, but then we must be constant disappointments.
No kidding.
Here are top 20 dad phrases. And then we're going to take your calls
at
818-955-KLOS. The things your moms and dads said.
Maybe you found yourself now saying it as a parent, too.
Like Sluggo.
Love to hear that.
Yeah. Do you think I made of money?
Oh, yeah.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, it's all about money always.
When I was your age.
Mm-hmm. Dot, dot, dot.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you again. How does that?
Not going to tell you again.
I mean, how does that fit into
yes,
what parents
you are.
Say?
Yeah, well, because
you're going to tell me another 70 times.
Yeah.
Were you raised in a barn?
Yep.
Don't talk back to your mother.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, if you were told to jump off a cliff, would you?
If your friends were all jumping off a cliff. Yeah, maybe. I don't
you
know.
Go, well, think about it.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Wait, which side are you on? Are you on the side with the... Stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about.
That right? is one I absolutely heard.
Don't Woo! Tell your mother.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yep. Waste not, want not.
No. That's too.
You're not going out in that. Mostly for.
No, that's when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughter's friend.
Day, yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Now, don't go spending a lot on me.
Yeah.
A little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
Yep. There you go. Because I'm the mom. That's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're
is
in New York
real
City.
Statement?
Oh, yeah. You never. Really?
The parents? No.
Night, go to sleep, whatever. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm saying it wrong.
You're saying it
yes,
way wrong.
I know. But yeah, that would
yet,
be the last
phrase.
I don't
phrase. Know that I've ever really heard that.
Yeah, one of my
life.
Parents used to say that
really?
All the time. Yeah. And I was like.
All right, stuff your moms and dadisms.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
And I'd love to hear if you actually are saying it now as an adult.
Agreed.
Caught yourself like, oh,
no. No.
You know, I really like the Metallica version of that. We should play that at some point soon. Hey, we got some Metallica stuff to give away
we
pretty
do.
Soon, too. Nice.
Not right now. Don't
Not
go for
right
that right now,
now
because
Not
we're
right.
taking calls yeah. right now on moms and dadisms.
Yes, my dad used to say dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
Good old dad.
I love you. Have a sense of humor about that.
Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You for calling.
Thank you. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
That's, if you have nothing to do, don't do it here.
Oh, yeah.
That was my dad's favorite phrase when he wanted me to get out of where,
yeah, of course.
Where he was when I was.
Of course.
You know, hey, do you guys need a third wheel at your show? I'll be more than happy to, you know.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
In the moment.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Moms and dadisms.
Hey, my dad used to say to me all the time, you want me to blister your ass.
Booster your ass?
Blister.
Oh, blister.
Blister.
Oh.
Very different.
Yeah. I thought he was going to put a rocket somewhere and shoot you off to the moon.
No.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're good.
Good. We're traveling at a speed of 50 miles.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yeah. My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
Eat it or wear it. What? Well, never heard that.
No.
How is that an acceptable thing to say?
I only challenged him once, my friend, and he meant it.
And he threw the food on you.
Oh, absolutely.
I kind of love your dad.
He's kind of a great guy.
Nice.
Thanks
for
calling.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about that. We didn't challenge Dad, you and I. No, that would have been a death sentence. 818-955-KLOS, Mom and Dadism. Yeah, so sometime very soon, we will give you the Black Album from Metallica and put you on the standby boarding list. Go to ATL Live in Atlanta this fall if you are 21 or older. Sometime between now and 5 or 6, we'll give you a chance to do that.
Don't call for that right now. We are talking about moms and dadisms. KLOS, hello.
All right. My dad used to say, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others, an average man learns from his own mistakes, and a stupid man never learns.
Wow, that's kind of a long one, but all right.
So every time he started saying it, were you like, oh my God, here we go again?
Yeah, I knew what he was referring to.
Did you know which one you were?
Well, I know which one I am.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS, Mom and Dad isms.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me, you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a yeah. classic. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on.
I tell my kids now.
Oh, do you?
You do.
All the time.
Thanks
nice.
For calling.
Thanks.
Hi, KLOS, Moms and Dad isms.
What's up? I got one for you probably never heard of.
All right.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Is that a phone booth reference?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Like from old days?
You know, my grandfather was from Missouri, 10 out of 12 children on the farm. I don't know. It came from somewhere.
Right. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for dropping your dime.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
My dad used to tell us when we were little kids, you could F up a wet dream.
That is so nice.
I don't know what that meant.
Of course not.
Yeah, you start taking it in the wrong direction, I guess. I don't know.
What kind of thing is that from a dad to say to a kid?
Exactly. We must have been 9 or 10 years old.
You really didn't even...
God.
Wow. Right on, Dad. I need some counseling. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
Yeah, my dad used to say... Go play on the freeway.
Oh, or, nice.
Yeah, or I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't get mad. What?
I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't know what that one means.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a little silly.
That's a little weird.
One more. I got one more, which is go play on the freeway.
Sure.
That seems familiar. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling.
You got told that a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. 818-955-KLOS. Share them. Your mom and dad is
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We are talking about the stuff your parents used to say that maybe you find yourself saying now, too, to your kids.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Yep. Hi. Well, I have one that my mom always said.
Sorry. Hey, can you turn your radio down? Sorry.
No. Sorry. Listening to you guys.
No way. Somebody's got to. Thank you for doing that.
Say if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably not a dog.
Instead of a twist. Yeah.
I like it.
And then she always said, "Don't be a Kia." And I'd be like, "What does that mean?" She's like, "A know-it-all."
Oh, so interesting. Like an anagram.
He's got his own little anagram going.
Figure it all out. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, that was a smarter family than most of ours.
Yes,
I think.
Agreed. Smarter than mine for sure.
KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
He had so many, but my favorite was probably the you can't bull-ass a bull-esser.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And this is the man who also kept his exotic pet to this day, but the 20 years old now, but it's a rattlesnake on top of his gun safe.
Oh, wow.
On top of his gun
Western
safe.
Diamondback.
Wow, are you serious? That's a hell of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's great when people come over and they go to look at the gun safe, but get anywhere near it and you hear the rattle.
Pretty strong.
My dad used to enjoy killing rattlesnakes. He was really good at it, taking a shovel and chopping their heads off.
Kill them and cook them and eat them, but
yeah.
That was the pet.
Yeah, he loved
20
it.
Years
That's
old
interesting.
Now.
What's his name?
Rattlesnake.
Wow. Very creative.
Going deep. That's awesome.
Maybe you should eat that one.
Yeah, what do you taste like?
I don't know. The younger ones taste better.
Okay. All right.
That would be a very weird, isolated thing to say. Yes, you didn't know what you were talking about. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS.
My dad used to say, how do you get into a house with no doors and windows? You run around and around and around until you're all in.
I mean, that's more of a joke.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I tell my kids I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
And do they look at you like, oh, my God, Dad. Please.
Oh, my God, he's going off again. I'm going to listen to a radio station that's going to take calls, and I'm going to tell on him.
All those looks you used to give Dad, and now they're giving them to you.
Absolutely.
Good times. Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Hey, I got a dadism for you.
Do it.
My dad once told me you should have been a
job.
That's hilarious.
Deep love from dad.
That's hilarious.
You forget to get him a lot of birthday cards since then?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello. We're talking about momisms and dadisms.
First, I want to tell you, y'all make radio interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The dadism I have is my stepdad used to always tell me when I was in the bathroom to write my way on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
So how much what?
To write your what?
Out. Write my name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
Dip out.
Dip out. Write your name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
I don't get it.
No, write my weight.
Weight.
Oh, your weight on the wall to know how
so
much
he would
to...
know how much to dip out.
He was saying that I was tired, basically.
Right. Right. We got that you were tired. Right.
I didn't. I'm lost. I don't know what Dad's talking about.
Oh, yeah. What is the stepdad?
That
yeah.
was a hell of a trip
oh,
right
stepdad.
There.
Stepdad.
Stepdad, yeah. F*** that guy.